This recording is a service of the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people who have visual, physical, learning, or language challenges to reading traditional printed materials.
Podcast of audio reading service volunteers reading the obituaries from the Journal Gazette is provided by the Allen County Public Library for the sight and print impaired and made available with the permission and cooperation of the Journal Gazette.
We will now read the obituaries from the Fort Wayne Journal Gazette for Tuesday, November 26th. The following obituaries have been edited for time. To hear a complete obituary, please call the station at 260-421-1376.
Beginning in Fort Wayne, Professor Nancy K. Mann. Professor Nancy K. Mann, 70, of Fort Wayne, passed away peacefully at home on Tuesday, November 19th. She was born in Kingsport, Tennessee. In 1981, Nancy married Jeffrey Mann, who survives along with their sons, Robert Mann of Reading, of Reading, Berkshire in England, and David Mann of La Crosse, Wisconsin, and two grandchildren, and her sisters Kathy Lowe of St. Cloud, Florida, Mary Chapman of Lexington, Kentucky, and Jeannie Atkins of Knoxville, Tennessee. Nancy was a member of Good Shepherd United Methodist Church and was devout in her faith. She was active in her church and Bible study and had served as a missionary to Korea. She cherished the time she spent with her family while also remaining focused on an extremely fulfilling professional career. Professor Mann recently celebrated a 25-year career in Indiana University, Fort Wayne. She joined the IU Fort Wayne Dental Hygiene faculty in 1998 as a clinical assistant professor. Prior to IU Fort Wayne, she served on the faculties of Loyola University of Chicago, Prairie State College IU Northwest, the University of Cincinnati, and the Dental Hygiene Program of Siwon Junior College in Gwangju, South Korea, which she co-founded. She was promoted to Clinical Associate Professor in 2006 and Clinical Full Professor in 2013. To date, she was the only clinical professor on the Fort Wayne campus to achieve full professor status. During her tenure at IU Fort Wayne, her classes focused on clinical teaching, periodontics, dental public health, and community dental hygiene. Her inclusion of service learning into her community-based classes has received national and international recognition. She also served as an academic advisor and has been a member of several university committees. Additionally, Professor Mann represented the university as a lecturer and presenter in 12 countries on four continents. From 2015 through 2023, she has conducted a series of very popular lectures on dental topics across East Asia under the sponsorship of dental instrument manufacturing company Hufreedy. In that capacity, she presented the keynote address for the annual conferences of the South Korean Dental Hygienist Association in 2006 and the Philippines Dental Hygienist Association in 2019. For several years, she served on an interprofessional medical dental team providing care and education to an underserved population in Santiago, Dominican Republic. Professor Mann has been published in several academic and professional journals. In addition to her publishing, she has served as a peer reviewer for the International Journal of Dental Hygiene and for Dimensions of Dental Hygiene. She served as the Ask the Expert for Cultural Competency for Dimensions of Dental Hygiene. Professor Mann has also actively served her community and profession. She is a past president of the Isaac Knapp Dental Hygienist Association, was a co-chair of the Healthy Cities Health Fair for many years, was the dental professional liaison to Tobacco-Free Indiana, and served on McMillan Health's Brush Program Board. She has served on several local and state committees concerning dental public health issues. She was also an examiner for the Commission on Dental Competency Assessment, or the CDCA. Professor Mann has won several national, state, and local awards. These include the William Wrigley Tobacco Intervention Award in 2006, the Indiana Dental Hygienists Association Outstanding Dental Hygienist of the Year for Community Service in 2002, Outstanding Dental Hygienist of the Year in 2022, the College of Health and Human Services Community Service Award in 2011, Macmillan Health Vitality Award for Education in 2013, and the East Central Area Health Education Center's Outstanding Preceptor Award in 2022. Concurrent with her career as an educator, Professor Mann was a practicing dental hygienist for over 30 years, working primarily in the specialty of periodontics. Her retirement marked 50 years in the dental hygiene field as a student, practitioner, and educator. She continued as an examiner and consultant. Funeral services are 11 a.m. Saturday, November 30th in Good Shepherd United Methodist Church with visitation from 10 to 11 a.m. in the church. Visitation also from 5 to 8 p.m. Friday at Divine Mercy Lake Avenue Funeral Home. Entombment in Concordia Cemetery Gardens with a committal service at 10 a.m. Monday. The family's preferred memorial is the Nancy K. Mann IU Fort Wayne Dental Hygiene Scholarship in care of Indiana University Foundation in Indianapolis. And that was for Professor Nancy K. Mann.
Continuing in Fort Wayne, for Maurice Forkert. Maurice J. Forkert, age 90, of Fort Wayne, passed away on November 24th. He was born at home of Swiss immigrants. He enlisted in the Army and served his country as a supply sergeant. During his working career, he was a printer and mechanical design engineer. He was awarded 7 U.S. patents covering mechanical, hydraulic, and electronic designs. He retired from Polkheim Corporation in 1989 and from Tuttle Transfer Systems in 2008. He then continued working as a consultant. He was a member of the measuring sector of the U.S. Department of Commerce Weights and Measure, International Bureau of Weights and Measure, and was on 4 standards technical panels for Underwriters Laboratories. He enjoyed traveling, gardening, and woodworking. Survivors include his wife of 41 years, Linda, daughter Deborah White, son Richard Forkert, daughter-in-law Karen Forkert, mother of his children Sue Forkert, stepsons Rick and Brad Tyndall, 3 grandchildren, and 3 step-great-grandchildren. Per his request, there will be a celebration of life gathering of friends and relatives at a later date. His ashes will be buried next to his parents at Lindenwood Cemetery. Maurice's request for memorials is for each of you to do a good deed for someone in need. Harper Funeral Homes of Villa Chapel is handling arrangements, and that was for Maurice J. Forkert. For Barbara Marie Nelson. Barbara Marie Nelson, age 80, of Fort Wayne, passed away on November 8th at her home while surrounded by her family. Memorial service will be 1 p.m. Thursday, December 5th, at St. Paul's Lutheran Church with visitation 1 hour prior. That was for Barbara Marie Nelson. For Janice Marie Fulkerson Phillips. Janice Marie Phillips, age 75, of Fort Wayne, passed away on November 20th. Arrangements are by Dio McComan's son's funeral home, Pine Valley. That's for Janice Marie Fulkerson Phillips. And our last obituary is for Kenneth William Wilkins, Jr. Kenneth William Wilkins, Jr., age 80, of Fort Wayne, passed away on November 22nd. Arrangements are by Dio McComb and Sons, Covington Knowles Funeral Home. and that's for Kenneth William Wilkins, Jr. There are just a few obituaries in today's paper. We're going to read a few more news articles. Please know if you would like to hear any of the obituaries in their entirety, call the station at 260-421-1376. And now, continuing with the news.